This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. It is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protests denouncing the deaths of Black Americans in the hands of law enforcement. The political outlook is deeply uncertain in this polarized election year. The Justice in Policing Act would overhaul legal protections for police, create a national database of excessive force incidents, and sets new standards for police training. U.S. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. At the U.S. Capitol, Democrats read the names of George Floyd and others who died in police hands and then knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That is the time that former police officer Derek Chauvin is seen holding his knee on George Floyd's neck before Floyd dies. Bail for Chauvin has been set at $1 million. He said little during an 11-minute hearing Monday in which he appeared on closed-circuit television from Minnesota's maximum security prison. His attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail amount, nor did he address the substance of the charges in court. Nelson did not speak with reporters afterward and has not commented publicly on the case since the former officer was arrested last month. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June 29th. More than 406,000 people have died from the deadly COVID-19 virus globally. That figure is roughly 111,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections worldwide is nearly 7.1 million, and that number is more than 1.9 million in the U.S. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.